CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fired Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, firedupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Hawaiian Kuhana Harry Uhane Jim is here on CBS Sky Radio today. I'm Cassandra, and I'm going to send it right back over to CJ and Harry. I'm Fired Up with CJ.
Hey, aloha, everybody. We have the pleasure of having Harry Uhane Jim, who is here offering a very special Ho'oponopono service for to not only honor but also send healing and love energies to those who were in Boston and all over who've been affected by this awful trauma. Or maybe you have another trauma. Regardless, we will be sending some healing energy. So welcome back, Harry.
Aloha. Thank you for this time. I do want to simply express how grateful I am to be able to provide a service of intention and light to all who are facing issues and problems today. I want to say there's a simple way of dealing with it, and I want to say that in prayer. So I'm asking you to bow your hearts and open your mind and take a breath. And with that, the first word we say is help.
Help.
Help. By the authority of my soul and in agreement with your soul, I ask that all us come together in circle and hold peace for the moment of expressing that by the authority of our togetherness, we can commit to this declaration. Here it is. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. I'm sorry that this has happened to you. I witness it. I am grateful that I'm able to say thank you for the divine's intervention on this issue. Thank you for divine's intervention. We love you. We are grateful for it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. It is a simple four-word statement that's used throughout the globe to convey into any problem the infusion of divinity in the place of observation. Once asked, the problem will change. Have you ever noticed that when you worry, you actually build on the problem? And when you observe the problem, you actually dissipate it. Well, if you infuse by authority of your soul divine intervention, then the whole problem changes. The only thing I ask you is to convert a problem to a resolution. You simply need not expect your resolution, that it would be included in the entire process so that no one is disadvantaged or hurt. This is the purpose of, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. And I hope that helps. I know it helps. I do. Thank you.
Ah, nice.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry calling for divinity's attention. It isn't to apologize to duty of what you're seeing. It's to excuse me, divine.
Or like, hey, excuse me.
So yep. It's hello, excuse me. I'm sorry, sorry. Yeah,
so I'm sorry.
Please forgive me. What I'm seeing makes me sad. What I'm seeing is a trauma. Please forgive me for seeing this. I don't want to see this.
You mean to see it as a trauma?
As this trauma. Because the whole purpose of Ho'oponopono is to completely know that love prevails all trauma. Mm. Love prevails all trauma. That's a knowing. Mm-hmm. This is a knowing we have as Hawaiians.
So it's like, oh, please, wait, so it starts with, hello. It's like, hello, excuse me. And then you say, please forgive me. I forgot that love prevails.
Love prevails?
Because I got to this place of forgetting and realize and moving into my sad, you know, kind of despondent self.
Uh-huh.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me. Here's another one that seems to help sense and supports that one. You're in this place where love prevails all trauma, yeah? And you're forgetting sometimes that your place is to simply observe it and infuse the power of of divinity in that place. I think I want to explain it this way so it makes a little more common sense. When you look at trauma, you think of it as only in the time of it happening. When you take perspective from divinity, all of a sudden the trauma has evolutionary value. Because mm-hmm. nothing stays the same. Mm-hmm. And if we appreciate that, we can also ask divinity, this divinity in us, to move forward with the issue. You see, what I'm trying to express to you is that when you really understand the word aloha, you appreciate that love prevails all trauma.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at that particular trauma, my first response was, I was shocked out, dismayed, sad, because I forgot that love prevails.
Yes.
And it's also hard for me to get to that love place.
Uh-huh.
Personally, it's hard for me to get to a love
place.
Well,
it is a hard place to get to, and that's why we just say it in rote, because sometimes we have to say it before we get the resolve of what it means. Mm-hmm. But we do work not from beliefs. This is really critical to understand. We work from what we absolutely know as true. Mm-hmm. And here's our truth in Ho'oponopono. That you come to this planet, you come from light, and you return to light. That is undeniably true. Mm-hmm. Everything else is entertainment.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's that moment of forgetting, but it's so easy to go there, honestly. You said
it is very easy to go there, and it's very common for Western cultures to forget that they're a part of the earth. That is why we bring ourselves to this no idol, no more. We bring these indigenous cultures to the world conscious stage so that we begin to appreciate where we came from. They carry our own ancestors' truths, and they say that this is true. We come from light, and we return to light. The gig is rigged. When we get to that truth, we all have a happier time on the planet in abundant balance and not zero limits.
Mm-hmm. So we can actually look at the situation and say, and to be able to embrace the duality and say, yes, I can see the sadness and I can see some other thing aside from sadness. I don't know if it's
this
joy.
This is a huge, huge principle of Ho'oponopono and Hawaiian healing, that you can embrace the paradox, that you can know things are going bad and know things are going good. Bring it to your center and own it. You see, to the Hawaiian people, the human person is the only species on the planet that can convert negative energy into positive energy. There are no other divinely empowered people. It's us, the humans. And if we really understand that, we can convert positive negative energy into positive energy. We can take hold of the responsibility of doing that for ourselves, and that will begin to radiate to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. So if we were to do anything, it would be to send love. To just send love.
Sending love.
Because, if you actually look at that experience, there's so much, I assume, hatred, anger, fear associated with that event. And so really just sending love.
Sending love, because generosity is the expansion of you. There is never not enough love in you. There is only not enough love in front of you. Mm-hmm. There is never not enough love in you. Mm-hmm. You're still at heartbeat. That's proof. But you're always looking at love that's not enough in front of you. So send it in front of you, whatever you're focusing on. And you will come to the agreement with the rest of us that we are empowered to change negative to positive. Mm. That's the true value of aloha. Mm. Often I'm online and around the world saying, have an aloha experience today. That's because it's sharing love. As genocide as the Hawaiian community has been over the last 200 years, we celebrate till today sharing love because it has prevailed the trauma of genocide. Mm. Thank you.
All right. I am going to be sending love to all the listeners out there and understanding that love heals trauma.
Yes, it does.
Right, remember. So many blessings to you.
Many, many.
Mahalo. And next week we talk to Dr. Ellis Jones, author and winner of the Spirituality and Health Best Book of the Year Award with his book, The Better World. Everyone have a great rest of week.